You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Yesterday, we introduced you to Moore versus Harper, the U.S. Supreme Court case testing the independent state legislature theory. But the theory is rooted in the argument of one man whose document even James Madison thought was sketchy. Scholars from the Brennan Center for Justice wrote in Politico in September that the story begins at the Constitutional Convention in 1787. Delegate Charles Pinckney of South Carolina had proposed that legislatures should elect federal representatives. His original plan was lost, but in 1818, he produced what he said was a copy. Problem was, James Madison and the other delegates said it wasn't his original proposal, and that his original proposals had been rejected. Their suspicions were backed up by the minutes of the Constitutional Convention. Fast forward to 2022, where the North Carolina legislature cites Pinckney's document as evidence that the framers intended for legislatures to have power over all federal election matters. In fact, the Constitution only dictates that the times, places, and manner of congressional elections shall be prescribed in each state by the legislature thereof, unless Congress chooses to make or alter the rules. Should the majority of our current U.S. Supreme Court buy into this shaky theory, it will have a sweeping impact on each state's elections, voter eligibility, and certification procedures. We have links to details on the case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.